cortex B. I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain, and I've got a brain fart, and two, I can't think of his call sign. But I've been to his house, been in his basement, and looked at these bicycles that he had. I mean, that's really crazy. That, you know, and that's really bothering me that I can't remember his call sign.
Paul Wim, I guess you were talking to me, Earl. Other station, I recognize you. Call sign slipped my brain. But anyway, Earl, I was stoking the stove. I guess you were calling me. Yeah, I try not to let that bother you. It'll come to you if I think about it. I'll give you a call. Give me your call sign, Earl, and I'll write it down and maybe get back to you. K4YOM.
KK4HXB, Earl monitoring.
HXB, is that correct?
KK4HXB, that's correct. It, you know, Ray is one of the people that got me into radio. I mean, for me to not to be able to think of his call sign, I kind of think it's something that, you know, that's bothering me. I've sat here and went through my logbooks and everything. I mean, that's disturbing.
Before a while, that other station that came in there, come back if you're still on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. W4 Fox Journey, Mike, Brandon, Tiara. I'll call myself when you're done. Just you know he's here. He will be, he's not yet, but carry on. Name here's Fred, located at Trapper's Rest. W4 Fox Journey, Mike.
Fred, W4 Fox what?
Okay, Mike. For Fred Cameron Maxwell, a true vanity call.
FCM, Fox, Charlie, Mike. Okay. What was your prefix? WX?
Licensed back in the 60s, novice W4 PAV, and kept morphing up and changing it to finally got my initials, W4 FCM. Snowed in like everybody else here, I guess. Maybe I'll get out tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, good to meet you. I'll just listen. I'll show me up a little bit, and I'll talk with them when you're done. W4 Fox, Charlie Mike listening.
You got KK4HXP, Earl in Travis Rest. I'm in Travis Rest, and I'm monitoring.
I got a couple of mobile rigs, and I haven't used them in years, but got sort of interested again, so maybe I'll talk to you guys some morning. Fred, are you on the seasoned head repeater, this repeater very, very often?
Most mornings I get on and talk to my son. Yeah. If you come down Parish View Drive, right before it hits Tubbs Mountain, on the right hand side, you see an antenna sticking up on the chimney. That's my house. With a dipole going a leg to the front yard, leg to the backyard. See, I'm on most mornings my son gets on. A little bit, next 25 minutes, and we chat just a second. W4 Fox Journey, Mike.
Roger that. Hey, look, my email address is 1911earl@gmail.com, which we need to talk, and if you really think about it, 1911earl@gmail.com.
I wonder if you met Ray Allison. Man lived down the end of the road from me. He used to come here all the time, Ray and I were. I'd go to his house and hang out. He'd come here. KW4FCM, I'm just going to be listening to my son gets on here a little bit. And now, good to meet you guys. W4 Fox, Charlie Mike.
Let me ask you a question. Are you mobile or are you base station?
I'm here in the office here with my two HF radios, my L4B, and I'm in the office here downstairs, so I'll get out in this. It'll be a while before I get out in my little Ford Ranger in this thing. W4FCM.
With you there, Fred. I don't know who it was. Sound like a double.
That's understandable.
Because nobody else admitted to it. Anyway, I'm going to clear out, too. Yeah, Fred, Earl and I were talking a little bit earlier. You might not have heard, but we were talking about Ray. We both knew him, and yeah, I started to hear about what happened about three or four years ago, right after COVID. He was in the hospital, something to do with that, I think. But anyway, yeah, he was a good guy. I'll always remember. Hope to see him in the new heaven and the new earth.
No, roger that. Ray, he was my hero. He's one of the people that got me in the ham radio. So my email address is 1911earl@gmail. So if you wanna take and do this, then that's up to you. You know, Ray, he was a hero.
He's going to clear out and let Fred talk to his son. I think Fred's waiting for his board to jump in there. So, Earl. Earl, you have a good one. Hope to talk to you again one morning. I get up about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'll try to remember to listen, see if you're on the air, and get a little more active. So you guys take care. Good to talk to you. This is KE4YOM. I'll be clear.
KK4HXP. You know, we used to have, you know, all of us, we used to do, I call it Redneck Comedy Hour, and we, every night between, I mean, we had, you know, we had people all over the world. I mean, it was funny. But, you know, we need to get this started back up, and you know, I don't know, I mean, you know, everybody's dying